Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished the Amartya Karaka and the characteristics of the seven planets as your career determinants in the first series, like all the seven individual planets, we shall now take a deep dive into the Navamsha aspect, the D9 aspects of the career. Okay. How we shall deal with it is in these three roles format. Navamsha, like I told in the Nakshatra Pada series also, which is now premiering each day, is the internal nature of the person. What is their core characteristic, attitude, nature, which the planet is absorbing and bringing to you as your internal drive, as your internal nature? Essentially speaking, Navamsha to natal would be something like, what is your internal self, Navamsha, and how do you bring it in the external world, to play with the external world, right? If you are studying the Nakshatra Pada series, you will get the appreciation of this better. Now we are dealing with the Jaimini system, which is should be tallying with the other Nakshatra Pada system also, if you ask me. Because it's the same chart, it's the same planets sitting in the same houses in each divisional chart, yes? So you should not be getting different results simply because you're having different systems of analysis. So we'll see the characteristic attitudes that each planet absorbs, each one of these seven, especially the one which is your Amartya Karaka, and how that karma is playing out in your life, how it is affecting your career path, whatever your selection is or whatever you intend to do with your life. Number two, natal or physical manifestation of career paths. Natal chart is whatever is a physical reality, what you will actually see and where you will see it actually playing out as your career and what are the possibilities there. Later on, quite later on, Dashamsha also will see the D10 chart, the 10th divisional chart of your natal chart, which is the refinement of your natal 10th house matters, kind of. So we will use the same rules as Parashara system, as D1 to D10, and how that will play out. It has similar rules as D1 analysis, but that's later. Right now, we will deal with only Navamsha as the main path. So in this podcast, we shall check the Navamsha now and how the energies play off the profession in each of the 12 zodiac sign Navamsha first. We are just seeing the Navamsha characteristics, internal nature of the person and the drives there, and how those manifest in each of the qualities of the Navamsha. That's your internal nature. That's how you will carry it forward in your life. That's how Navamsha plays out later in life. But essentially, it is the internal nature of the person. For career, here are a couple of tips. Always check Saturn first, and first in natal, and where it has moved to Navamsha, both the house and the sign characteristics. And then D10 charts also. The movement of Saturn, where your feet go, Saturn is your feet, where your feet travels in this world is indicated by Saturn. Therefore, Saturn is the determinant of your career. Therefore, Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius, 10th and 11th house. See the rhythm in this. The study of the science of Jyotish is always about study of movement of planets through time and space. How your soul has determined this lifetime it has to move. It's a movement. It's a continuous movement. All life is continuous slow movement. That is Saturn. Next, check Mars and Mercury in all of them and relation to Saturn, of course, and their aspects. If you're checking the natal drive, see the Parashara system of aspecting the Mars 4th aspect, 8th aspect, Mercury direct or conjunct. Okay, see that in relation to Saturn, because we are talking only of career here. Let us keep it focused on career. With regard to career, Mars provides the drive to achieve whatever you want to achieve with your intellect, with your drive, with your desire. Mars makes the action possible. If Mars is weak or gets very emotional, for example, then it becomes moody. Mars in Cancer Navamsha. We shall see this later on. Also check Mercury as your intellectual capacity of processing the reality. Each one processes this reality through the lens of their Mercury strength, wherever it is. D1, D9 or D10 or any of the divisional charts. So as a determinant carrier, when we are talking of Amartya Karaka, we shall first see the Navamsha characteristics and the placement of Amartya Karaka within each of the Navamsha going forward. That will give you a brief of this. Okay, let's begin. Let us begin with the first Navamsha of Aries. Now, Aries is the beginning energy. So obviously, there's a lot of initiation energy in Aries. Aries is the initiator in Navamsha. Okay. Therefore, if your Amartya Karaka or your work minister goes into Aries Navamsha, it has to start absolutely everything from scratch. That's the first characteristic. Secondly, Aries Navamsha is very distracted with their five senses. They're all the time going from one sense object to another sense object. Very sensory distraction. This can hamper their career growth. If the energy is very high, like it is in Aries, and it's constantly moving, you can't accomplish much, isn't it? If you're constantly distracted by things, every little thing that passes you by. That's the second characteristic of Aries Navamsha. Third characteristic becomes this person, the Amartya Karaka planet and whatever professions it was in, I have already finished those. This profession, this person has to become a leader. It is a leadership role. It may be in law, police, army, construction, anything, especially if Saturn is your Amartya Karaka. I have covered the planet characteristics. We won't go through that again. But this planet becomes responsible for its own success and failures, which means to say, this is a planet or a bunch of planets in Aries Navamsha indicate the signification that this person is responsible for their own success or failure. It is a self-made Rashi. Aries has to become the leader in that particular field, whatever the chosen field is. It is a very independent kind of Rashi. It does not have any kind of rules or benchmarks in Aries. It is only determining by the individual. So it's a very individualistic sort of Rashi, Aries Navamsha. No one is going to stop you there except you. You are your biggest enemy in Aries Navamsha. Whatever the planet signification is, apply it. I've already covered this in Amartya Karaka planets. We are talking profession here. You can apply to other areas as well. Aries is a very independent Rashi. No one is going to stop you. You are your biggest enemy in Aries Navamsha. So when you have desires in control, what is the remedy here? Get your desires and sensory attitude in control. Only then it will give good results. Aries Navamsha does not like it if anyone does it for them. Why? Because they are the initiator. They are not the follower energy there. It has unlimited potential to grow in Aries Navamsha. Why? Because it's your seed. It's where you're starting from. It's where your soul is beginning from. There is a constant race and need in Aries Navamsha to achieve something. You have to think something out of the box. Not following the masses. This is not a following the herd kind of energy in Aries. In Navamsha, okay? You have to do something there. That is your internal drive. Remember, I spoke of Navamsha as your internal drive. You have to think something out of the box. There is no benchmark. There is no comparison here. Multiple planets in Aries, if they are indicated in your Navamsha, multiple planets in Aries Navamsha indicates the more independent you are in all of those significations. You are not going to listen to anyone else there. Very stubborn. Because now you are going to tell everyone, this is how it's done. And this is how I am going to do it. This is how I am going to work in my life. If your Amartya Karaka is placed here. Another issue, funny issue with the Aries Navamsha people, is if they do not find problems, if your ascendant lord is D1 goes in Aries Navamsha, if you do not find any problems, you will make problems to solve and then solve it. Creating problems to solve. Why? Because Aries Navamsha is a solving energy. Give me an issue and I will solve the issue. This is their core drive. This is how they want to function in this reality. That is their internal drive. So if you're D10, 10th Lord, coming to careers, or your Amatya Karaka, and or your Amatya Karaka, things may change, right? D10 Lord may not necessarily be your Amatya Karaka. So if your D10 Lord in the natal chart and your Amatya Karaka go in Aries Navamsha, you will have these kinds of issues coming in your career. Or if Saturn is placed here, it will come in your career. Don't rush to find problems to solve, okay? If you want to become the initiator, become the initiator. It's good. We need initiators in this world. But don't get too distracted. Don't try to create a problem to solve. Find something meaningful in the society, in the civilization, and pick things or hints from this particular channel and all the podcasts and find something meaningful to do with your life. If you don't know what it is, you can come to me for consult. That's another issue. This is a teaching channel. Understand, Aries is a leader in Navamsha. And if your Amatya Karaka goes in here, you have to become the leader of your field. You have to originate something. You should not expect anything in return and just start making new stuff. Okay, that's the Aries Navamsha. Let's see some of the planets and points and how they work here now.
Saturn as Amatya Karaka in Aries Navamsha. Hat 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. Saturn. When Saturn becomes your Amatya Karaka, your professional nature is shaped by discipline, patience, responsibility, and a methodical approach to work. You have a strong sense of duty, value structure, and order, and aim for long-term stability rather than quick wins. You often work with common people, large communities, or in systems that require regulation and governance. Your work style is slow, careful, and precise, building a foundation that can last, whether it's in construction, infrastructure, governance, policymaking, or heavy industry. You focus on creating sustainable systems and solutions. What changes in Aries Navamsha, Aries, ruled by Mars, is fast, impatient, and action-driven. Almost the opposite of Saturn's slow and steady rhythm. This combination creates an internal push-pull. In Aries Navamsha, Saturn becomes less willing to delegate and more inclined to say, "I'll do it myself." There's a reluctance to accept help or admit to being in trouble. Problems may go unnoticed at first. Once recognized, the instinct may be to deny or avoid them before eventually tackling them head-on. This placement pushes you into constant action, blending Saturn's structure with Aries's urgency. It produces a professional drive that wants to see results now, but also wants those results to hold up over time. 3. How the internal drive shows up. With this placement, there's a deep-seated need to prove capability through direct action. You prefer to be the one handling a situation, even if it means taking on more than you can comfortably manage. Over time, life forces you into a problem-solving mode, especially around recurring struggles related to family finances, communication patterns, and public dealings. This problem-first orientation can make you a crisis resolver in both personal and professional arenas. Part 4, professional mindset in action. When balanced, you embody the engineer-warrior archetype. Saturn gives you the blueprint and long-term vision. Aries gives you the readiness to act immediately when situations demand it. You are well-suited for environments where systems need to be built or repaired quickly, especially under pressure. However, if the Mars influence runs unchecked, you risk pushing too fast and undermining the stability Saturn works so hard to create. Hana 5, career expressions. This mix often appears in professions such as crisis infrastructure and emergency rebuilding, defense and military engineering, government emergency planning and public works, industrial safety and compliance in high-risk sectors, heavy machinery operations in urgent environments, strategic leadership in disaster-prone industries. 6. Variations by Navamsha Ascendant Context. When Aries falls in different houses of your D9 chart, the blend channels differently. Cancer D9 Ascendant Aries in 10th, rapid professional advancement in public works, government, or authority roles. Capricorn D9 Ascendant, Aries in 4th, leadership in homeland security, domestic infrastructure, or property-related projects. Scorpio D9 Ascendant, Aries in 6th, crisis resolution in industrial safety, labor disputes, or emergency services. The inner voice of this placement. Open quote, "I build things that last, but I won't wait years to prove they work. My systems must be tested in the real world from the very first day." Mars as Amatya Karaka in Aries Navamsha. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Mars with Mars as Amatya Karaka, your professional drive is built on initiative, action, and goal orientation. You thrive in roles that require quick decision-making, strategic leadership, and the courage to face challenges head-on. You are naturally logical, competitive, and physically energetic, preferring careers where you can lead from the front, whether in property and construction, engineering, defense, sports, or any work involving physical precision and decisive moves. 2. What changes in Aries Navamsha Mars in its own sign of Aries is like a soldier on home ground, fast, fearless, and direct. The fiery energy is amplified here, making you quick to identify a problem and even quicker to act on it. From the attached reference, your approach to solving problems is logical but action-oriented. You listen to everyone's input first, then cut through the noise and deliver a quick, practical solution. There's also a strong connection to issues related to land, property, and home, either through your work or as recurring challenges you must address. 3. How the internal drive shows up. This placement fuels a relentless need to take charge of problem solving, especially in high-pressure environments. You dislike delays and prefer visible, tangible results. Unlike some who may overplan, you act while others are still debating, which is your strength in emergencies, but can also lead to impulsive moves if not balanced. 4. Professional mindset in action. In career settings, you naturally step into roles that require rapid troubleshooting, from machinery breakdowns to conflict resolution, command under pressure, military, law enforcement, emergency engineering, ownership of physical spaces, real estate, land development, home reconstruction, or homeland defense. You merge the strategist's mind with the fighter's instinct, often becoming the one people call when there's a complex, urgent problem. 5. Career expressions. This Mars-Aries-Navamsha combination often appears in military and defense engineering, law enforcement and emergency services, civil or structural engineering, especially in fast-paced environments, sports coaching or competitive athletics, real estate development and property dispute resolution, homeland infrastructure and security roles. 6. Variations by Navamsha Ascendant context. When Aries falls in different houses of your D9 chart, the focus shifts. Cancer D9 Ascendant, Aries in 10th, high-profile leadership in defense, public security, or government infrastructure. Capricorn D9 Ascendant, Aries in 4th, property development, real estate leadership, homeland defense projects. Scorpio D9 Ascendant, Aries in 6th, military service, police leadership, or conflict resolution in public administration. Number 7, the inner voice of this placement. Open quote, "I solve problems by hearing all sides, acting fast, and making sure the job is done right, especially when it's about land, home, or protecting what's ours." Sun as Amatya Karaka in Aries Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles, Sun. When the Sun is your Amatya Karaka, your professional attitude revolves around leadership, authority, and ethical responsibility. You aim to guide, influence, and uplift others while holding yourself to high standards of integrity. You are drawn to roles where decision-making, public visibility, and responsibility for outcomes are central, whether in governance, law, administration, education, or leadership of large institutions. 2. What changes in Aries Navamsha? In Aries Navamsha, the Sun's leadership qualities are placed in a fast-moving, action-oriented environment. But here, your power expression is shaped by an unshakable respect for rules, structure, and due process. From the attached reference, you prefer the legal, procedural path, by the book and by the rules. Your approach is the opposite of Rahu's shortcut mentality. You insist on doing things properly, even if it takes longer. You believe in thoroughness and take pride in being able to handle multiple responsibilities competently. 3. how the internal drive shows up. You lead from the front, but with a strong emphasis on legitimacy. The satisfaction comes not just from achieving results, but from knowing the process was correct, transparent, and fair. In a crisis, you may act swiftly, but never in a way that bypasses ethical or legal boundaries. This often makes you the moral compass in your professional environment. 4. Professional mindset in action. In your work life, you are a natural authority figure who expects order and adherence to procedures, a problem solver who ensures solutions are both effective and lawful, someone who takes on responsibility willingly and works to uphold institutional credibility. 5. Career expressions. This Sun Aries Navamsha combination often thrives in judiciary and legal services, government administration and policymaking, law enforcement leadership with emphasis on ethical practice, educational leadership and institutional governance, diplomatic or ambassadorial roles, corporate leadership with strong compliance focus. 6. Variations by Navamsha ascendant context. When Aries falls in different houses of your D9 chart, the Sun channels differently. Cancer D9 ascendant, Aries in 10th, high-profile legal or government leadership. Capricorn D9 ascendant, Aries in 4th, leading homeland security, property regulation, or domestic governance projects. Scorpio D9 ascendant, Aries in 6th, upholding law and order in conflict resolution, public safety, or institutional compliance. Hammer 7, the inner voice of this placement. Open quote, I lead with integrity, the right way, the lawful way, and I make sure the work stands as an example for others to follow. Close quote. Jupiter as Amatya Karaka in Aries Navamsha. One core Amatya Karaka principles, Jupiter. When Jupiter is your Amatya Karaka, your professional and inner drive is shaped by wisdom, ethical guidance, and the desire to uplift others through knowledge. You operate with optimism, fairness, and a sense of moral duty. You are naturally drawn to roles that involve teaching, mentoring, advising, governance, law, religion, finance, and institutional leadership. You see your career as a way to spread awareness, share understanding, and help others grow. 2. What changes in Aries Navamsha? In Aries Navamsha, Jupiter's wisdom becomes action-oriented. You are no longer satisfied with theoretical knowledge. You want to apply it immediately to solve problems. From the attached reference, you believe knowledge will solve everything, whether it's technical expertise, spiritual insight, or strategic intelligence. You also value wealth as a tool, seeing financial resources as an important means to execute knowledge-driven solutions. The approach is proactive. Learn, act, and lead others into action. 3. How the internal drive shows up. You are motivated by the belief that right understanding leads to right action. Even in high-pressure situations, your instinct is to pause just long enough to assess through wisdom, then implement the fastest and most ethical solution possible. You are at your best when guiding teams, communities, or institutions toward principled, knowledge-based action plans. 4. Professional mindset in action. In your work life, you use learning as your primary weapon in problem solving. Act as a teacher leader, showing others how to combine theory with immediate execution. Value both intellectual and material resources for achieving long-term success. Gana 5, career expressions. This Jupiter-Aries Navamsha combination is often seen in strategic leadership in education, law, or policymaking. Spiritual or philosophical institutions focused on active reform, financial and investment leadership tied to ethical practices, advisory roles in government or large-scale organizations, humanitarian work backed by knowledge-based planning. Number 6, variations by Navamsha ascendant context. When Aries falls in different houses of your D9 chart, the focus shifts. Cancer D9 ascendant, Aries in 10th, public recognition in law, education, or government advisory work. Capricorn D9 ascendant, Aries in 4th, leading knowledge-based development in homeland, real estate, or domestic policy. Scorpio D9 ascendant, Aries in 6th, problem-solving in law enforcement, administration, or legal aid through expertise. The inner voice of this placement, open quote, with the right knowledge and the right resources, there's no problem I can't solve, and I'll make sure the solution uplifts everyone involved. Close quote. Mercury as Amatya Karaka in Aries Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles, Mercury. When Mercury is your Amatya Karaka, your professional energy thrives on communication, adaptability, and intellect. You are skilled at analyzing situations, connecting people, and using information to create solutions. Mercury's unique trait is its neutral nature. It absorbs qualities from the planets it associates with. This means your professional style and problem-solving approach are influenced by your company, mentors, or collaborators. With benefics, you tend toward diplomacy and creative thinking. With malefics, you become sharper, more technical, and even ruthless when necessary. What changes in Aries Navamsha? In Aries Navamsha, Mercury's adaptable and analytical mind gains a direct action-focused edge. You prefer quick thinking paired with decisive execution. From the attached reference, Mercury seeks friends, allies, and networks to assist in achieving goals. Your style changes depending on who you work with. With Moon, more emotionally driven in your communication and decision-making. With Saturn, more pragmatic, disciplined, and sometimes even severe in your methods. Since Mercury does not have a fixed nature of its own, its Aries placement amplifies whichever influence is strongest in your environment. Hammer 3, how the internal drive shows up. You are constantly gathering input from different sources, but once the decision is made, you act swiftly. You value teamwork, yet you also have the ability to switch between emotional appeal and hard logic, depending on what the situation demands. This makes you an excellent mediator, strategist, and rapid response communicator. 4. Professional mindset in action. In your work life, you depend on forming strong alliances and partnerships to accomplish larger goals. Use versatility as your greatest strength, tailoring your approach to the person or problem at hand. Thrive in professions where information must be acted on immediately. Now 5, career expressions. This Mercury-Aries Navamsha combination often excels in public relations, crisis communication, and media strategy, political negotiation and campaign management, sales, marketing, and rapid business turnaround consulting, legal argumentation and courtroom advocacy, technology startups or innovation teams requiring quick adaptation. 6. Variations by Navamsha Ascendant Context. When Aries falls in different houses of your D9 chart, Mercury's adaptive skill set shifts. Cancer D9 Ascendant, Aries in 10th, leadership in media, PR, or high-speed negotiations in public roles. Capricorn D9 Ascendant, Aries in 4th, strategic communication in homeland security, property law, or domestic policy. Scorpio D9 Ascendant, Aries in 6th, rapid response, legal, or administrative problem solving. 7. The inner voice of this placement, open quote, tell me the players, show me the challenge, and I'll adapt my style to get it done, fast, smart, and effectively. Close quote. Moon as Amatya Karaka in Aries Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Moon. When the moon is your Amatya Karaka, your professional life is guided by emotions, intuition, and the need to nurture and connect with people. You work best when there's a sense of belonging, emotional rapport, and mutual care in the environment. You are naturally inclined toward fields that involve healing, counseling, hospitality, public interaction, property, food and beverages, or community service. Your career often develops through relationships and the trust you build with others. 2. What changes in Aries Navamsha? In Aries Navamsha, the moon's emotional, nurturing style is placed in a fast-moving, action-oriented setting. But unlike Mars's direct logic, here your solutions are emotionally driven. From the attached reference, you instinctively reach out to others for help. Let me talk to someone. Let me call this person. Your problem solving is collaborative and emotionally anchored, not purely logical. The resolution often comes because of the emotional bond or goodwill you have with others, rather than through hard technical fixes. 3. How the internal drive shows up. You are a connector in professional situations, someone who knows the right person to call or the right way to emotionally engage the people needed to fix a problem. You see human relationships as the key to overcoming challenges. This makes you highly effective in crisis mediation, customer relations, and situations where morale, trust, and emotional buy-in are as important as the solution itself. 4. Professional mindset in action. In your work life, you solve problems through relationship networks and empathy. Prefer to have emotional support systems in place before acting on solutions. Rely on human connection over pure technical logic. 5. Career expressions. This Moon Aries Navamsha combination often thrives in counseling and therapy, public relations and client relationship management, hospitality and tourism, community leadership and social service, real estate and property-related advisory work, event coordination and people-focused project management. 6. Variations by Navamsha Ascendant context. When Aries falls in different houses of your D9 chart, the Moon's nurturing influence channels differently. Cancer D9 Ascendant, Aries in 10th, public roles where emotional trust and leadership are central. Capricorn D9 Ascendant, Aries in 4th, property and home-related professions driven by emotional connection. Scorpio D9 Ascendant, Aries in 6th, conflict resolution and workplace harmony through empathy. 7. The inner voice of this placement, open quote, "The solution isn't just about fixing the problem, it's about connecting with the right people and making sure everyone feels supported in the process," close quote. Venus as Amatya Karaka in Aries Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Venus. When Venus is your Amatya Karaka, your professional life is shaped by relationships, harmony, wealth, and refinement. You naturally bring a sense of aesthetics, diplomacy, and material comfort to your work. Venus thrives in careers tied to beauty, luxury, finance, creativity, and relationship management. You see value not only in material wealth, but also in the quality of interactions and the emotional satisfaction your work brings. Mark 2, what changes in Aries Navamsha? In Aries Navamsha, Venus' refined, artistic nature is fueled by Mars' energy of initiative and direct action. This creates a professional style that is bold in both relationship management and financial decisions. From the attached reference, you frequently solve problems related to relationships and money, often on a daily basis. You approach earning and spending in unique, unconventional ways. The manner in which you generate income and how you choose to use it is intentionally different from the norm. Originality is part of your professional identity. 3. How the internal drive shows up. You are motivated to create value in ways others wouldn't think of, whether that's through innovative business models, creative partnerships, or resource allocation that sets you apart. In relationships, you don't shy away from addressing issues directly. You prefer clear action over prolonged emotional negotiation, blending Venus charm with Aries decisiveness. 4. Professional mindset in action. In your work life, you approach financial growth with creativity and strategy. Solve relationship challenges by acting decisively but with tact. Seek opportunities to make your work stand out as unique in your field. 5. Career expressions. This Venus-Aries Navamsha combination often thrives in luxury business ventures and branding, innovative finance or investment strategies, relationship-based enterprises such as matchmaking or client relations, creative entrepreneurship in fashion, design, or lifestyle industries, event management and hospitality with a bold signature style. 6. Variations by Navamsha Ascendant context. When Aries falls in different houses of your D9 chart, Venus channels differently. Cancer D9 Ascendant, Aries in 10th, leadership in luxury or creative industries with public visibility. Capricorn D9 Ascendant, Aries in 4th, property and home decor ventures with a distinctive flair. Scorpio D9 Ascendant, Aries in 6th, resolving workplace disputes through charm, negotiation, and originality. Mars 7, the inner voice of this placement, open quote, "I'll make money and manage relationships my way, and my way will never look like everyone else's," close quote. Rahu or Ketu aspect conjunction on Amatya Karaka in Aries Navamsha. 1. Rahu influence on Amatya Karaka in Aries Navamsha. Rahu in Aries is already a placement of raw ambition, unconventional methods, and survival-driven action. When Rahu aspects or conjuncts your Amatya Karaka in Aries Navamsha, the planet's professional qualities are pushed toward breaking rules or pushing ethical boundaries to get results, using shortcuts, manipulation, or unorthodox methods when under pressure. Strong survival instinct. Decisions may be made with a whatever works mentality, even if unpopular or risky. Ability to thrive in chaotic or high-stakes environments by improvising solutions others wouldn't think of or dare to try. Potential expression depending on planet involved. Sun plus Rahu, ambitious authority figure who may bend laws to achieve power, could excel in political strategy but risk scandal. Moon's Rahu, highly intuitive but emotionally manipulative in negotiations, may attract public attention for unconventional emotional decisions. Mars plus Rahu, aggressive executor of plans capable of extreme action under stress, could excel in defense innovation but risk reckless moves. Mercury plus Rahu, master persuader, marketer, or strategist, could manipulate data or narratives to win. Jupiter Rahu, expansive vision but may bypass proper checks, could be seen as a reformer or as someone cutting ethical corners. Venus Rahu, risk-taking in relationships and finances, excels in viral branding or luxury markets but prone to scandal. Saturn plus Rahu, strategic but calculating, may reform or exploit bureaucratic systems for gain. 2. Ketu influence on Amatya Karaka in Aries Navamsha. Ketu in Aries brings detachment from following others and a tendency toward independent, sometimes careless execution. When Ketu aspects or conjuncts your Amatya Karaka in Aries Navamsha, you prefer to work alone or on your own terms, resisting hierarchical control. Strong belief in fate may let important details slide because of trust in destiny. Can excel in innovation because you ignore conventional boundaries but risk poor management skills. May leave projects unfinished or avoid follow-through if interest fades. Potential expression depending on planet involved. Sun Ketu, detached leader, may reject fame or authority but still command respect for principled independence. Moon Ketu, emotionally detached decision-making, could appear aloof or unfeeling in public dealings. Mars plus Ketu, lone warrior type, excels in specialized skills but resists teamwork. Mercury's Ketu, highly analytical but prefers solitary problem-solving, may focus on niche, unconventional knowledge. Jupiter's Ketu, philosophical strategist, may abandon practical gains for spiritual or ideological goals. Venus plus Ketu, detached from luxury or relationships, may innovate in aesthetics but resist emotional ties in business. Saturn plus Ketu, minimalist worker, may abandon structured systems for simpler, self-devised methods. At 3, key distinction between Rahu and Ketu. Effects in Aries Navamsha. Rahu aspect conjunction intensifies ambition, bends rules, seeks rapid achievement, often in public view. Ketu aspect conjunction creates detachment, individualism, and unpredictable execution, often outside the public eye.